Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Maple pecan lattes, Spanx for your arms, and the 10 beers that make you burp the most. One of the reasons I actually stopped drinking beer. It is Friday, September 22nd of 2017. We're Jeff and Jenny. Here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories, people are already starting to search for their Halloween costumes and trying to come up with ideas. And we're seeing signs of what's going to be popular this year. A website analyzed Pinterest searches to figure out the hottest costumes for the year, at least for women. I'm not sure. I don't know of many men that go on Pinterest to search for Halloween costume inspiration.
You might be surprised.
I don't really think I would, actually. But here are the top 10. Beginning with number 10, mermaids. Mermaids is a big thing. Unicorns at number 9.
Oh, those are pretty and fun for
hippies.
Kids. Yeah.
Baywatch babes, there's that. Game of Thrones characters.
Nice.
Wonder Woman came in at number 5.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
I'm surprised that one's not higher.
I'm going to wear a Wonder Woman cape to that benefit we're going to next week.
I'm probably
going to
wear Wonder Woman
shoes. Very fun.
Giraffes made the number 4 spot, which I'm assuming had to do with that baby giraffe that we watched being born.
Yeah, April. Right. She walked around for April, May, June, and July before she had that baby.
Every time you talk about that, I just have these visions of her giving birth with all that goo.
The hoof. The hoof just sticking out.
The leg hanging.
The local media going, that's having its baby.
There's your costume right there.
I'll just cover myself in goo.
Right in the middle of the birth process.
Yeah, let's start with giraffe, and from there, have fun with it.
Yeah. Well, let's put Tim in that one. That'd be great.
No.
Number 3, Belle from Beauty and the Beast. That was a big movie. Number 2, the Stranger Things characters. I know that's a big popular show.
That's a big fun one for groups.
And number 1, Pennywise, the clown from It.
I don't like scary costumes.
It's Halloween. That's the time for scary costumes.
And I would always have issues going out on Halloween where there were people dressed in scary stuff or gory stuff with their brains hanging out or something.
Are we still going to go as the hippo family?
Well, we can.
One of us can be Shrek.
One of us could be Shrek or one of us could be the giraffe. We could do April.
That works.
Starbucks is more or less responsible for oversaturating us with pumpkin spice to the point where it's become nauseating. But now that everyone else is doing it, it looks like they're trying to evolve and kind of get ahead of it. Starbucks is introducing a brand new maple pecan latte today. They say it's a mix of, quote, espresso and steamed milk, combined with notes of maple syrup and pecan, and finished with a colorful autumn topping. It's only going to be available for a limited time, but if the MPL, as they're calling it, gets anywhere close to the popularity of the PSL, we'll be like 4 years away from maple pecan everything at this time of year. So we have that to look forward to.
Are you guys big fans of the maple pecan?
I'm okay with it.
I like maple flavor. One of the reasons why I drink Woodford Reserve, because it's got maple notes to it, and that was one of the things that stood out from the other bourbons for me. The people at Spanx apparently aren't going to be happy until we've jammed every part of our bodies into one of their products like some kind of sausage, but here we go. Now they're moving on from your torso, your waist, and your legs. And by the way, I'm including everybody because aren't Manx a Spanx product?
Mm-hmm.
So they've got both genders involved here. Now they're moving to the arms. Spanx's new arm tights go on sale Monday.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, these arm tights are designed to squeeze and flatten your arms when you wear them under something long-sleeved.
And I don't understand where that fat's going to go exactly.
That's what I was curious about. Is it going to go down more towards your elbow?
I don't know. Because, I mean, you got the Spanx around your middle.
And that just
smashes all your organs.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where that fat goes. But
Well, and it kind of like goes up towards your boobs and sometimes towards your back. But I don't know where the arm fat will go.
Maybe it's just more going to smooth it out.
It'll go to your fingers.
Well, what I'm picturing is my arms falling asleep.
Oh, boy.
Around, I can't feel my fingers. Yeah. Uh-oh.
They'll run you $30 to $34 if you want them.
When I used to work with the plastic surgery group all the time, that was a procedure that a lot of people would ask about, is getting your, like, once you lose a lot of weight, that's kind of one area that's challenging for you to be able to get back into shape, is the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And people would ask, you know, what are the scars like and how can I get that area taken
care
of?
Well, I'll tell you what's so exciting now is they have Cool Sculpting. For your arms.
Oh, for that part of it?
For that area. So that is
very
cool.
And then where does that fat go?
What, when you, with Cool Sculpting?
You pee it out.
You do. It freezes the fat and then it flushes out.
Right, but then doesn't it redistribute though? I mean, if you shrink it from one area, doesn't it go to another area?
It doesn't. It does if you gain weight. If you're gaining, so for example, if you want to trim up an area, or maybe you have a problem area, it will take those fat cells away, and you will never get those particular fat cells back. But if you gain weight, you can gain weight in other areas of your body, and you still have fat cells in that area that can.
So it's probably a good idea, like, don't lose a whole lot of weight that you're not going to keep off before getting Cool Sculpting, because it'll come back and it'll get its revenge somewhere else.
Right. Well, I mean, I had Cool Sculpting in a different place, and they kind of told me, and I don't know what other people are recommending or even saying, but they just told me that was like, you know, kind of lose all the weight you want,
mm-hmm.
and that get to a weight that you're going to maintain.
Okay, I'm good.
And then if you're at that part of your life, you can get the Cool Sculpting and it can kind of thin out some of
those
areas.
It's more for contouring than it is for weight loss.
It's really not supposed to be used for weight loss at all. It's more for like, I've been working out, or I work out and I've lost weight and I can't seem to get rid of my love handle, or, you know, your jugular area, chin,
back fat.
But
your shanks, isn't that?
Your shanks. Yeah. But if you're not working out and you're looking to re-sculpture your body and not do exercise, do you recommend it for that?
Depends on what area you're talking
about.
It's like, even like, if I decided I wanted to just that I completely surrender and I'm going to stay at this weight that I am right now forever.
Right. Yes.
I could still go in and have the lumpier areas smoothed out.
Hmm. Yes,
that I would,
you can.
I mean, I just had my chin done a second time just the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. The plastic surgery group. So now we're in the process of waiting for it to flush out.
When was the first time?
I don't know. When was that? A few months ago that I did it?
And it does take up to 3 months to show full effect.
Do you do the same area?
Yeah. Yep.
And then how long before you see the results, you say?
It can take up to 3 to 4 months to see full effect.
Are you happy with the results so far?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could tell a difference after the first time.
Huh.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's only definitely.
Well, you'll be the guinea pig. If you like it, if you're happy with it.
Seems to be, pretty common role.
And we love you
for
that. Thank you for that.
But I mean, it won't help you lose weight. But when I did Cool Sculpting on my stomach, it definitely makes your pants fit a little looser. So you kind of lose.
So you had it done on your stomach?
On my stomach, yeah.
Are you happy with the results?
Well, I was. And then I got pregnant.
Oh, right.
Just, you know, you gain weight in other areas of your body. But when I did it.
But not in that area, though, right?
Yeah, but you have other fats cells there that will gain weight. You'd have to keep doing it to kill every single fat cell. And you'll never kill every single fat cell. But I will say that I lost inches versus pounds. It just kind of fits differently, and your back fat and things like that kind of fit differently.
Right.
If you're interested, you should look into it. It's all I'm trying to say.
Hey, it's non-invasive. It's way better than surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the recovery time is minutes instead of
a lot less than if you were to. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen. We're just 4 minutes away from the Secret Sound. Brand new Secret Sound, brand new jackpot starting at $500. I'm very excited. This is my new game now. I'm hooked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you love it. It's nice to see you get excited.
I know. I like that you love a new idea. How exciting.
I do. So we'll have that coming up for you in just a few minutes here, but I wanted to share this other thing. Back in 2015. General Mills, the cereal maker, General Mills, announced that they were phasing out artificial colors and flavors from their cereals.
And we were like, yay. Oh, that's so wonderful that we're trying to make, you know, a cereal that sure. is really targeted to children healthier.
Absolutely. And that was the biggest complaint. A lot of food industry groups, a lot of doctors and, you know, health organizations and associations were saying this is the direction that we're going in and we need to be more conscientious and take better care of our diets and of ourselves. And, you know, you may as well just get ahead of the curve because,
hey, you just better.
Because you just better.
Yeah.
Because people are going to stop buying your product. So you may as well make them healthy.
Exactly.
So General Mills buckling to public pressure and I'm sure wanting to do the right thing did just that. And none of their brands was hit harder than Trix. You know, Trix. Trix is for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Silly rabbit on the box.
Sure.
It lost that signature artificial taste. It lost some of its bright colors, like the green and blue. And the people that were buying Trix, let's not forget, it was a successful cereal for years. And the people buying it weren't happy with the changes. And they were so unhappy that I'm assuming Trix sales fell enough for General Mills to pay attention because yesterday they announced that they're bringing back classic Trix with artificial colors and flavors.
And all. I mean, that's like taking a Twinkie and trying to make
it healthy.
Healthy. There are some things that are just meant to be crap.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
It is
and
what it is.
You know that going in. If you want to eat healthy, then buy Raisin Bran.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I love Honey Nut Cheerios, and they're gluten-free. Yeah. So, I mean,
have they always been gluten-free?
You know, that's a really good question. I am not sure. Mm. If they weren't before and they are now, the taste was not sacrificed at all.
Mm. Well, and they did all that thing that where they did that big push to make them have whole grains, too. That's the other thing. And I don't feel like you can taste the difference. And I don't know if they were always whole grain.
That's
or
what
if
I wonder.
Weren't.
I think there were a handful of products out there that probably already were whole grain and gluten-free, yet they just...
And they never just didn't market it that way. Yeah.
They're like, hey, we should, you know, we should just put that on the box for anyone.
Why not? They do taste good.
I'm still not sure gluten-free, or not gluten-free, whole grains is even a thing. Like, I don't even know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't even know. Unless
instead
you're in a field putting raw oats in your mouth. I don't really know what that means.
Because, is there such a thing as half a grain?
I don't think most consumers do, to be honest.
It's good for you, though. You need whole grains.
The box says this, so I'm going to stuff my face with it. I'm being good.
Well, they talk about, you know, cholesterol and heart health, you're supposed to eat whole grains.
Well, general, what that means.
That's what it means.
How is that different from grains? Just grains.
Because these are whole
grains.
Instead of a quarter or a half.
I can't
understand. They don't break them into pieces. You're getting the whole thing.
I know.
Instead of just some.
I need more barley in my life.
Why are you so confused about this?
That'll blow the hell out of you.
Do what the box says.
Yeah.
Thank you for setting us straight on
anytime.
That. Clearing up that confusion.
Do we need to get a nutritionist back on this show?
Oh, Lord.
No.
But General Mills, I doubt, wants to admit that they made a marketing mistake there. So they say they're going to keep selling the version with the natural ingredients too
for, as an option
for those consumers who have differing food preferences.
Okay.
All right.
That's nice.
Of course.
Because I'm sure there's somebody out there that likes it.
But I'll tell you, you know, we're in an era where nostalgia is strong and any brand from the past with even a shred of popularity, a lot of them are getting resurrected. Here is the latest. Mars is bringing the Mars bar back to America 15 years after it was discontinued. They're using the original recipe from 1932, which calls for high-end milk chocolate, nougat, and toasted almonds.
What is the Mars bar? Do you guys remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. And they're selling them for $3 a bar.
They were never my thing.
They weren't a lot of people's thing. That's why they stopped selling them 15 years ago.
So it kind of looks like a Three Musketeer with caramel on it.
There's nuts in it, right?
Toasted almonds.
Yeah.
Toasted almonds.
See, I didn't like the only candy bar. That's a lie.
There shouldn't be caramel on it. It should just be milk chocolate. What were you going to say, Sam?
It's kind of like a Snicker, but instead of the peanuts, it's almond.
No, because they have an almond Snicker. This is the picture I just pulled up.
High-end milk chocolate.
Ah, okay.
It looks like it's got caramel on it.
I don't think that's the original.
That doesn't look right.
I don't know. I just know I didn't like it.
High-end milk chocolate, nougat, toasted almonds, $3 a bar.
Whole grains? Are there whole grains in it?
There are whole grains in it.
It's gluten-free.
And it is gluten-free.
All right, 7:42.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.